Tim Scott, Pelosi claiming GOP tried getting away with Floyd's murder is most outrageous, sinful comment. By Joshua Kaplan on June 26, 2020. Appearing Friday on Fox News Radio's The Guy Benson Show, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, unloaded on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for accusing Senate Republicans of attempting to get away with the murder of George Floyd with their police reform legislation, branding her claim the most outrageous, sinful comment I've heard as a public official. A transcript is as follows. Guy Benson, I was so impressed with your speech on the Senate floor on Wednesday. We've played part of it here. We've talked about it quite a lot. And I have so many questions I want to get to here in the next 9 minutes that we have together. Let me start here. Speaker of the House waded into the controversy over your bill that you would offer. That, of course, was blocked and filibustered by the Democrats. They didn't want to talk about it. Debated, amended. She said that you and your Republican colleagues supporting the Justice Act were basically complicit in the murder of George Floyd's, saying that you were trying to get away with his murder. As someone who's worked very hard on this issue as a black man, what was your reaction when you heard that from Speaker Pelosi? Senator Tim Scott, it was the most outrageous, sinful comment I've heard as a public official, period. I thought to myself that how in the world does this woman standing in front of a $24,000 refrigerator have the sense to jump into the bottomless pit of race politics? Why in the world would she want to do that? There's only one answer, by the way. One answer. It's because she's lived so long in a state of privilege that she has forgotten. That is the Republican Party that voted more for the civil rights era legislation than the Democrats. It's because she's forgotten that it was President Trump and the criminal justice reform done in 2018 that made it for the Democrats' 1994 crime bill. She's forgotten. That is the school choice movement that frees more kids in poverty from the poor education system brought to us by the Democrats and the teachers' unions than they've ever seen. She has forgotten so much about reality that she spends too much time in an alternate universe. But the facts are simple. Why in the world would she stoop so low? And is simply this they believe. I truly believe this. They believe that campaigning on police brutality is more important than solving police reform. h/tradio.foxnews.com